This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Not for nothing, but there was an OPEC meeting today. The oil cartel gathered in Azerbaijan, at which it turned out there was some patting of themselves on the back, because OPEC members like Saudi Arabia and Nigeria are, contrary to their usual practices, keeping their promises. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong explains what's going on there.
At today's meeting, OPEC members confirmed they're awfully close to their goal, a collective pledge to cut world oil production by 1.2 million barrels every day. And that's notable because typically
the members of OPEC cheat 96% of the time.
Jeff Colgan studies energy politics at Brown University, and he ran the numbers, suggesting that OPEC members historically don't do what they say. It's an honor system, no enforcement.
Think about Saudi Arabia's position. It gets frustrated with the other members of OPEC, but what can it do? There's no international court. There's nothing really short of, you know, military invasion.
So why cheat? Think about it. The market gets tight, prices go up, and it is tempting to make a quick buck. Leo Dralis is an independent oil economist in London.
If everyone else manages to comply or believes in compliance, and you break away, especially if you can hide your non-compliance, you gain more than the others.
In recent years, he says notorious serial cheaters have included Iran, Libya, and Venezuela. Today, though, oil consultant Sarah Vakshuria says it's hard to sell on the sly. There's technology to confirm a country's oil supply and storage.
From the satellite photos, you can see how the storages are getting filled or emptied. So you can kind of have an estimate of the production, but also you can track the tankers on the export side.
The question is, why the sudden outbreak of honesty now? Vakshuri says one reason is Russia, a temporary OPEC partner wanting to join and on its best behavior. For now. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.